The Dodgers honor Tommy Lasorda on his 90th birthday as they host the Giants a win away from a fifth straight division title. In the third inning, starter Rich Hill helps his own cause.
A little surprise that everybody knew, but he is, as they say, under the weather. First pitch, drive into left field. That's going to split the alleys. Here comes Forsythe. He's going to score. And for Rich Hill, he goes down to second base. He trots in looking like the mad stork. But the stork knocks in a run. We've got to tie a ball game, and that's the third RBI by Rich Hill.
Bellinger to right. Pence going back at the wall, and it's gone! A three-run shot for Cody Bellinger. And the Dodgers take a 4-1 lead. Is 39. Now one ahead of Messrs. Robinson and Berger. The 0-2. That is strikeout number 7. Rich Hill has just struck out his 8th hitter tonight. That is the 9th strikeout of the game for Rich Hill. 1-2, Jansen to Jones. And for the 5th consecutive year, the Dodgers are the champions of the National League West. This year, a smooth flight, but a bumpy landing. They're champions of the West once again.
4-2, Dodgers is your final as the champagne flows in Los Angeles. The Dodgers have now won back-to-back games on the heels of a 4-game skid. Kenley Jansen reaches the 40-save mark for the third time in his career. Cody Bellinger continues a magical rookie season, and his first taste of the major leagues will continue into October.
Yeah, he did it 4 years, so won 3 rings, and hopefully we can bring him back to LA. Obviously, that's the end goal.
Now talk about the day you got called up. Did you envision this happening? You being such a vital part to the lineup and contribute to an NL West championship.
Maybe me not being involved, but obviously in spring training this was our goal. So won the division. Now there's a few more steps to go, but we're gonna enjoy this.
You know, talk about the leadership in this clubhouse. You're a young guy, but how important are the leaders? Guys like Justin Turner, Adrian Gonzalez, Andre Ether to your club.
Yeah, they've been awesome. During that tough stretch, all of them have been through stretches like that. So kind of helped me, the younger guys, kind of not stress too much, kind of do what we've been doing all year, and that's why we're so good.
How confident is this ball club going into the postseason? You guys were on a roll for the first 4 or 5 months of the season. You kind of hit a little bit of a snag the last month or so, but now you seem like you guys are starting to right the ship.
Yeah, that's baseball. You know, a lot of people know. It's not always easy. And with the team we have, we're really talented, but you still got to go out and compete, and that's what we're going to do.
How has Clayton Kershaw, we lost him for about 6 weeks or so. Yeah. Having him to the rotation, how big is it for him?
Yeah, best pitcher in baseball. Having him to start the series and to set the tone for the other guys is huge for us.
Clayton Kershaw leads the major leagues in ERA and is tied for the big league lead in wins, but he knows he can cement his legacy with a successful run in the postseason.
That's the whole reason we played so bad, is we get to celebrate here tonight. You know, I think, but in all honesty, it really is fun to celebrate at home, get to be in front of our fans and kind of that atmosphere that you're looking forward to playing in next month. And, you know, tonight's special. You know, it's fun. It's a fun time, and we realize we got more to do, but yeah, we got Jay here, right here, Dre here.
No, okay.
But, yeah, we know we got more to do, but right now it's going to be fun.
This is your fifth NL West crown, and you guys have been a part of a couple really good teams. What makes this team so special?
You know, we'll find out. You know, I mean, we feel that way every year, and every year we haven't made it, but this year we got a lot of guys coming together. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of talent. We got guys like Belly. We got guys like CT kind of coming out of nowhere, and we got guys, I mean, everywhere. You got production from everywhere. So, you know, we feel really good going into it, and now we just got to go win 11 games.
You've always set the tone, especially from the pitching aspect. Talk about guys like Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Justin Turner, setting the tone on the offensive side.
Yeah, it's fun when you can have a lineup like that every day. You know, go set your 1-8 guys and let them run out there with a few changes here and there. But our top guys, our production guys, have been in there the whole season, and you see what we can do.
The Dodgers continue their march march towards the postseason with a talented roster that was constructed by, among others, Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers president of baseball operations.
It's incredible. Never gets old. You know, it's one of those days that you look forward to. It's a release from all that goes into, you know, from the offseason, spring training, through the season. Tomorrow we will refocus and, you know, get back in line what we need to. But for tonight, it's about celebrating the accomplishment of winning a division title.
Absolutely. So any new plans going into this postseason? Or are you just, like, doing the same thing as last year, starting from scratch and doing what you guys do?
Our different plan this offseason, I mean, this
postseason.
Right.
We have a lot of things.
Exactly.
Going on right
the different plan this postseason is to win 6 more games. Right. We're going
day by day.
Wins. 3 more celebrations, and that's what we're focused on.
One of those acquisitions was brought over late in the season as chipped in with 6 homers and 11 RBIs in 29 games with his new club.
Well, it's great. A lot of excitement. Obviously, everybody plays from spring training to 162 games, trying to get to a situation where they can be like this. Getting a chance to play some more baseball in October where everybody and all the eyes are on you. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, a lot of sense of accomplishment, but still a lot more left to do.
You are famous for going into a team and being everyone's best friend. What is it like going into the Dodgers clubhouse?
It's a good group of guys here, from the front office to the coaching staff to the players. Everybody, great group of guys. You can see why they all get along very well and why they've been able to play well together all season.
Tommy Lasorda has not managed the Dodgers since 1996, but his presence at Chavez Ravine on his 90th birthday shows how important he remains to the club.
It was my birthday, and they gave me the present of winning the division, and then they're going to be starting to look for to the next step. So they're a good team. They got a lot of class. They got a lot of unity, and I think they're going to do very well in the playoffs.
Any advice for the next step in the playoffs?
Yeah, just tell them to play like they do. That's all. They play like they do, then they'll win.
Alex Wood is one of several Dodgers enjoying a career season. Heading into the final week of the 2017 campaign, the left-hander has a 15-3 record with a 2.71 ERA.
It feels awesome, you know. It feels a little bit different than last year, but we feel like we have some unfinished business. So we're going to enjoy tonight and then get ready for the last few games down the stretch and get ready for October.
Anything different for this season, this postseason?
No, nothing different. We're just going to enjoy tonight, win a few games here before the end of the season this last week, and I know we're excited for October, so it's time to lock it back in and get ready to go.
Dave Roberts leads the Dodgers to a second division crown in as many years as the L.A. skipper, and his team can still capture home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Hey, this is for you, Tommy, wherever you're at. Happy birthday from all the players, the staff, and all these Dodger fans. Tommy, happy birthday.
On Tommy Lasorda's 90th birthday, you guys clinched the 5th straight division title. This is a group that has been tested. You came out of the gates on fire. You had amazing runs throughout the season. You've had amazing downs throughout the season as well. You are division champs. The thought about that group of guys that you believed in the entire season that got the job done.
It's a special group of guys that never wavered, stayed focused, and been through some adversity. Understand that there's little victories every year that we have to celebrate, and tonight we're going to celebrate tonight.
You said to me earlier today you didn't need to do it tonight. You wanted to do it tonight. You had a veteran pitcher in Rich Hill driving in a double for the first time in 10 years. He gets a double. You get Cody Bellinger with his 39th home run of the year. So you have the veteran and the rookie getting it done. Just speak to the core group of these guys.
I can't say enough about these guys. You've got the young Cody Bellinger, just so all that youthful enthusiasm, hitting home runs. You've got Clayton Kershaw. You got Rich Hill, the salty veteran, and everybody in between. So it's a special group of guys, and we have a lot of work to do. This is just the beginning.
Kenley Jansen picks up his 40th save of the year. What can you say about your closer?
I love the big fella. California Loves, my favorite song. So it's only fitting that he gets the baseball to close this division out.
Finally, Dave, what do you want to say to these fans that have believed in you guys since the beginning?
Fans, we love you from myself, the players, the staff. You guys are the best fans in all the sports. Thank you.
The Dodgers continue their final series of the year against the Giants on Saturday. Hyunjin Ryu will make the start.